Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, I want to share with you my primer learning framework. Primer, P-R-I-M-E-R. Before we get into it, let's talk about the definitions of primer or primer, and that's why I came up with this acrostic. So a primer is a substance used as a preparatory coat on previously unpainted wood, metal, or canvas, especially to prevent absorption of subsequent layers of paint, right? So basically, it's the laying down the foundation so you can paint on it and the paint will look better. It's also a cap or cylinder containing a compound which responds to friction or an electrical impulse and ignites the charge in an explosive. If you pronounce it as primer, spelled the same, it's an elementary textbook that serves as an introduction to a subject of study. So however you want to say it, however you want to pronounce it, primer, primer, I say primer, but that's my framework for learning. And let me share that with you today. And the way I think about this is, as I'm trying to learn something new, especially if I need to do a deep dive and I really want to understand something, especially if I'm going to invest in it or it's going to have something to do with my business, or maybe it's a medical or a health thing that I'm facing and I want to learn something quick and I want to learn it effectively, here's what I do. Okay, so if you want to take notes, just write primer on the left-hand side of your page going down, right? P, R on the next line, I on the next line, M, E, R, all the way down. The P is for prepare. So one of the things I do before I'm learning anything new is I think about my learning style, which there are typically three different ways of learning. There's auditory, there's visual, and there's kinesthetic. Kinesthetic just means moving or doing. I am typically an auditory kinesthetic learner, which means I can listen to things and learn them pretty well, and I really reinforce the learning. And actually, most people will reinforce the learning through doing. Right, so I know those two things. Visual, I'm okay, but really auditory, I'm really good at. If I just sit and listen and pay attention, I can retain stuff really well. Maybe some of you are more visual learners, right? But I think about that and I take that into account. I also think about the biases that I might have about the subject I'm about to look at. So if there are some things that I have a viewpoint on, I start to think about other people who have a differing viewpoint because I want to make sure I listen to that or read that as I'm going through my learning process, right? So I look at some of my biases, I look at where I stand on something, I look at what maybe I need to unlearn, right? Because one of the most difficult ways or things to do when you're learning is the unlearning process, right? So I think about what I already know, what my biases are. I also will revisit real quick my personality reports, or at least think about them. So if you've, you know, taken DISC or one of those other things, Strength Finders, I'll look at those and remember those, right? Because those are the lens through which I tend to see the world. And if you want to get access to some free reports, I'll put a link in the show notes for you. But that's the first thing I do. So I just prepare. I think, okay, where am I? What's my current reality? How do I currently see this situation? What opinions do I have about it? What are my biases? What could be my potential blind spots? Right. So I just do some thinking, preparing. Okay. So the P is prepare. The R in primer is research. So I look at who are the people to learn from in this space. And for this example, I'm going to talk about cryptocurrencies. This is not investment advice. This is for information purposes and entertainment purposes only. Go do your own due diligence, blah, blah, blah. But as an example, if doing research, right, I would look at who are the people that have thoughts about this and who are the people that I should listen to, pay attention to, what podcasts, books, YouTube videos should I watch? And so I looked at some people, and one of the cheats here, or the life hacks, is if you find people that you know are very thoughtful and do their own homework, you can look at who they might look at, right? So in this case, I know that Tim Ferriss, the guy who wrote the 4-Hour Workweek, and I refer to his book probably more than any other on this podcast, he has his own podcast where he interviews people. So he had some people on talking about cryptocurrency, the pros and cons, and he had 3 episodes of that. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to listen to those. And they're long form. They're like 2 hours each. I think one of them is almost 3 hours. So I listened to those, and I'll put the links to them for you if you want in the show notes. But what are those? And then I also look at some old school investors that have been around a while. So I looked at what Warren Buffett would say about cryptocurrency, what Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, would say about it, things like that. And And I would say, okay, who are the thought leaders in this space? So what books, what podcasts, what YouTube videos do I need to watch? For books, I tend to like to do it on my Kindle, because I don't know if you know this, but on Kindle, you can take notes and highlights. And if you go to, I forget the specific link, I think it's notebook, read.kindle.com/notebook maybe. I don't know, I'll put it in the show notes for you. You can see all of your notes and highlights from all your Kindle books, right? So even though I just told you I'm a audio kinesthetic learner, there's some stuff that's not available in audio format. And so I'll read it on my Kindle. If they have an audio book, I'll listen to it in Audible. And I'll put a link to that, my affiliate link in the show notes as well. You get a good deal on Audible. So I find out all those things. Okay, what do I need to read, listen to, pay attention to, especially podcasts, because a lot of times I find when I listen to really good podcasts and really thoughtful people, that they will also recommend some books and then some things that I can do, some follow-up research, right? But here's a word of caution. Anybody can have a podcast. Anybody can have a YouTube channel, right? You need to determine whether or not you should be listening to these people. And one of the things I'll look at is, do these people have success in the marketplace? Are they bringing on reputable people? Another thing I'll look at in my research is venture capitalists. So I'll see if any huge venture capital companies or angel investors have made bets on things in the past, and if they're making a bet on this current thing that I'm thinking about, and what their success rate has been, right? So when it comes to cryptocurrency, I've realized that Andreessen Horowitz had a bunch of investments in cryptocurrency and crypto-related things. So I'm like, all right, they're putting their money where their mouth is here. These are some people and some organizations I should probably pay attention to. So in my research, I figured all that out, okay? By the way, if you want to maybe get free eBooks or check them out from your library or listen to maybe free audiobooks, many libraries have apps. Two of them that I can think of are called Libby and Overdrive. And oftentimes you can check out digital copies of either the audiobook or the Kindle version. I don't know what else you want to call it, ebook, from your library for free. So check out those apps again, Libby and Overdrive. Okay, so after I figured all that out, the books, the podcast, the videos I need to watch, that's the research piece. Then I move to the I, which is immersion. And I basically take in this content all day, every day, in any way possible. So I just told you I could watch it, listen to it, read it. I have a little $15 Bluetooth speaker in the shower, so I can listen to the podcast, listen to the audiobooks there. When I'm in the car, I'm listening to the audiobooks. When I'm at the grocery store, I have one earbud in and I'm listening to the podcast, the audiobooks, whatever. I am putting stuff in all the time. Before I go to sleep or take a nap, I put a sleep timer on for like 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and I'm listening to it as I'm falling asleep. Sometimes I even listen to it while I'm sleeping. I don't know if I'm learning anything, but sometimes if I'm not going to disturb my wife or I'm happening to take a nap and she's not around, I'll just put the thing on play and listen to it. There's some research that suggests maybe I'm picking some out of my sleep. It doesn't hurt to try, right? So taking in all that, that's pretty much all I do. Like, I'm really trying to learn something. It's at the exclusion of everything else. So I'm not watching any other YouTube videos, I'm not reading any like fiction books or any other nonfiction things that don't have anything to do with this. Like, how can I get total immersion on this subject from as many viewpoints as possible? And this is not the step where I'm trying to stop and study this stuff like a textbook. It's just, how can I basically just wash my brain with the information? Just think of a pitcher of water and just pouring it over the top of my head. Just pouring the pitcher of information over the top of my head. I'm not generally stopping to take notes. However, because the Audible app and the Kindle app, like I mentioned, both have ways to bookmark or highlight or note things, I will stop and note them, which helps in the next part of what I'm going to tell you. But really what I'm doing here is just trying to understand the nomenclature, what's going on, the big picture, who are the other players in the space, what's happening, right? So with cryptocurrency, I was listening to all viewpoints and just trying to take it all in so I could form my own opinion. But again, listening to people who seem to be pro certain things, people who tend to be con certain things, and then figuring out where I fit in the equation, right? So prepare, research, the I is for immersion, and then the M in primer is for mindfulness. And I'm not talking about meditation, but this is where I sit with the information. So I go back and review any of the notes that I took. I go back and listen to any of the bookmarks that I made in the podcast or in the audiobooks. And I'll go back and listen and re-listen and maybe start to handwrite some of my own notes, maybe start to handwrite some of my own thoughts on it. Sometimes I put the notes in Evernote, whatever, but now I'm starting to get my own synthesis, if you will, of the information. And a lot of times this is where I come up with my own acrostics, like I'm using here to teach, or frameworks or analogies or whatever. This is where I start to put it into my own mind. I start to maybe memorize it, or I start to come up with ways to think about it. And this is where I really learn it. Okay, so this is what a lot of people won't do, right? They'll read a book and then they won't stop and think about it, or they'll listen to something and then they won't stop and think about it. In the immersion step, I'm just putting it all in. I'm not really forming much of an opinion or thinking too deeply about it, but what it's doing is it's kind of like dumping the puzzle pieces on the table, okay, in the immersion phase, and I start to see the corner pieces and the edges of the puzzle, right? Many of you know that if you build a puzzle, if you can find the edge pieces and the corners, then it's a lot easier to start filling in the middle, right? So the immersion piece for me is like, what are the puzzle pieces and where are the corners? Where are the boundaries of this conversation, right? Where are the outlines of this? And then when I get to the mindfulness piece, then I start seeing the pieces on the inside and I start seeing where they lock in together. And sometimes, because I'm learning and I have my own opinions and I've thought about other things from other places, sometimes I'm creating my own puzzle pieces to fit in. And some of my own expertise or my own experience helps me put it all together. But this is the one piece that a lot of people forget. This is the one step that people just won't do. They won't sit and think about it. Sometimes I'll just sit in a chair. I have one of those, like, I don't know what they call them, like anti-gravity chairs, but whatever. It's just a chair that leans back here in my sunroom. Sometimes I'll just sit back and close my eyes and fold my hands and lay them on my chest, and I'll just think about the subject and all I've learned about it, right? And so I don't have my Kindle. I don't have earbuds in. I'll just sit there and think about it. I'll be like, okay, what have I learned? What is this all about? What does this look like? What does this sound like? What does this mean to me? What can I do with this? What should I do with this? What should I not do with this? What is not making sense? What flies in the face of things I already learned? Does the thing that I just learned unprove what I already knew? Is there advances in the information? Whatever, right? So I go, okay, think about all this stuff, right? So the mindfulness piece, this one sometimes takes a bit, right? I might sit on it for a few days. It's like, it's almost the exact opposite of the immersion piece, where the immersion piece is just me getting loud, turning up the volume on the information and pouring it in. And the mindfulness piece is getting quiet. So I might not listen to anything in the shower. I might not listen to anything in the car. I might not listen to anything at the grocery store. I might just sit outside in the sun and have the birds playing in the background and chirping in the background. And I might just sit there and think about the thing. And I'm, okay, how can I frame this, right? So that's probably the most important piece that most people are not doing, the M, mindfulness. Okay. The E in primer is execute. Okay, then what, now that I know this stuff or I'm learning this stuff, how can I put it into play? How can I try it? How can I see what's going on? So going back to my cryptocurrency example, when I first learned about Bitcoin and Ethereum and some of those other things, I'm like, how do I invest? How do I do this? And so I went and I got a Coinbase account. Again, this is not investment recommendation, but I'll put my affiliate link in the show notes for you if you want to go try it yourself. And I bought some Bitcoin. How do you do it? What does it look like? What can you buy a whole, do you have to buy a whole Bitcoin? Like, these are questions I didn't know. The answer actually is no, but I didn't know that. What is Ether and Ethereum and what is all this stuff, right? So because I did my homework, I knew what it was. I knew how I could go buy it. So I would go try it. Buy it, try it, figure it out, execute, right? Go do it. How can you put this to play in your day-to-day life, right? I find that that is the piece that really cements it, right? Because I told you before, I'm an auditory kinesthetic learner. So now that I've learned these things and I've gone through it, if I can do it, touch it, feel it, put into play, make it real, then I tend to remember it. Like, I will not forget it at that point. And one of the best things and easiest things to do is sometimes just teach it. The faster I can teach it, that means I have to understand it, synthesize it, and then turn around and teach it. And that's the beauty of these podcasts for me. It's the beauty of my Facebook Lives for me, is I have an audience of people that want to learn. So sometimes I just turn around and teach it. Now, it's helpful if I've executed on it that I can give an example. But then, you know, that's what works, is putting it into play. If you want another example of this, I did a podcast episode called Seth Godin and the Magic Chocolate. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. But it really talked about this. I didn't lay it out in this framework for you, but really this is essentially what I did. I was given about 5-6 days notice that I was going to interview Seth Godin for about 2 hours on stage in front of 500 people. And I really had to dig through a lot of his stuff. Even though I knew his background and I read some of his books, like how could I get as well prepared as possible in 5 days? And this is essentially what I did. But that podcast episode gives you some other insight about stuff I learned and then stuff I put into play and then stuff that helped me when I actually met Seth before we did the interview, which helped me immensely. So I did something based on what I learned. So I executed on it. And I think it was the thing that made all the difference in the world. And the hint for you, it had something to do with chocolate. Okay. So execute, put into play, teach it, bring it up in conversation, ask other smart people that know about this thing about it. Like start wading into the conversation, join Facebook groups, go look at LinkedIn groups, go listen to other podcasts that talk about it and see if you can start finishing the sentence or see if when they start talking about something, then you can visualize it and have your own metaphors, your own similes, your own stories, your own things, right? Execute. Okay. So far we have prepare, research, immersion, mindfulness, execute. And then the last R is repeat. Repeat as necessary. So either repeat on this subject itself, or maybe you've learned something that you need to go back and then research again, right? So as I was thinking about cryptocurrency, I'm like, okay, what is the blockchain? Let me just learn about that, okay? I didn't really learn about whether or not Bitcoin was a store of value and similar to gold, but that came up in conversation. So I went back and I'm like, okay, I need to revisit this. Let me dig into this. How are people looking at this? How does this differ from fiat currencies? How does Bitcoin differ from Ethereum? Why are they different? How are they the same? Are they the same? But they're both cryptocurrencies, right? So it's like, I had to kind of go back and like, okay, let me do this for Bitcoin now. Let me go back and do this for Ethereum now. Now I understand these two. Now I feel more confident investing in them. And so I do, right? So, and then repeat on other subjects as necessary. But I think that's the one thing that people forget too, is they're like, okay, now I know everything there's to know. No, this is an ever-evolving landscape. Things are changing all the time. You need to continue to unlearn and relearn. So how can you go back and repeat whether you need to learn on that? And this is called layered learning, right? Through this first go at it, we got a foundation, but then you repeat and you go back and you go, okay, now that I know what I know, what else do I need to look at? If it deserves that. Some things don't deserve a repeat. Some things you just need some topical knowledge of and it's fine. There's some things that like a project or something my kid's working on at school or something they're doing with their extracurricular stuff, like I don't need to study it at this level, right? I just do a quick pass and go, okay, fine, I understand it. Okay, great, right? I'm not going to repeat it. But in stuff that has to do with my business or stuff that has to do with my health or stuff that has to do with my family and our financial future, yeah, I'm going to repeat. I'm going to go back and look at it. I'm going to go back and revisit my investments. I'm going to go back and look at some of the stuff I put into play years ago that's on automation and should I revisit it? Should I be spending my money elsewhere? How should I be investing in this? Like, yeah, I'm going to repeat it. Okay, so the R in primer is repeat as necessary. All right, so let's review the primer learning framework. Prepare, research, immersion, mindfulness, execute, repeat as necessary. I think if you follow all of those steps, the next time you have to learn something important to you, I think you'll find that you won't miss any parts of it. You'll have everything there necessary. And I think it's one of the most efficient ways to learn because you're going to look at it going into it. You're going to think about your biases. You're going to think about what you might need to unlearn. You're going to be intentionally thinking about learning. I think a lot of people just go, I need to learn something, and then they start reading a book, but they're not intentional about this process. How do I learn? What do I need to learn? What do I already know? What biases do I have? What are the pros? What are the cons? Who's for it? Who's against it? If you go into it with that mindset and you purposely make sure that you try to get some balance in your information, then when you get through all this process, you have a much more well-rounded, critical thinking type learning experience, right? And that's what I think actually is missing in the world right now for a lot of things is people just take whatever they see as face value. Whoever said it, they don't even do any research. But I think when you go through the primer learning framework, you will be much smarter and much more thoughtful and have done the critical thinking necessary for you to do the things that are required for you and your family to unleash your awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.